The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness and wellness, and now in its 33rd year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who's not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
The doctor had been attending to a rich old man for some time, but it became apparent that the old chap didn't have much longer to live. Accordingly, the doctor advised his wealthy patient to put his affairs in order. "Oh, yes, I've done that," said the old gentleman. "I've only got to make a will. And do you know what I'm going to do with all my money? I'm going to leave it to the doctor who saves my life." That's something to think about, huh? Good morning and welcome once again to the healthiest hour on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy here where we want to save your health because, you know, per my opening line here, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, if you're not healthy and alive to enjoy your wealth, what does it all matter? So today on the program, the author of the Bible, no, not that Bible, the Vitamin Bible, Dr. Earl Mendel helps us kick off National Nutrition Month with a lively discussion on not only vitamins, but all the nutrients that your body needs to make sure you are in the best of health and you can avoid disease and live a long, healthy, happy life. Everything from A to Z, zinc, I should say, friendly fats, we'll talk about those, as well as the frankenfats, the good and bad carbohydrates. I never met one I didn't like. Plus, all that you need to know about protein and other nutrients. And we'll run down the latest diets so you can lose weight without losing your health. And that will be on today's show. So be sure to tune in all hour long. But if you can't stay with us in the morning show, you can always listen to the rebroadcast 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now. Or after next Wednesday, we will podcast the program today on our website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. And by the way, yesterday I just met with my website developer, and so it should be up and running real soon as far as, you'll still see the old website if it isn't renewed, but they're working on a kind of a renovation of the website. You know, for years, the only website I had was that darn spider in the upper corner of my kitchen, but I finally got to have a real website. So we'll improve it as we go along. All right. Next week, our St. Paddy's Day program will be going green with the help of our friendly farmer friend, Steve Fraley, who has a green thumb for growing healing plants and also plants that can address chronic pain as well as other ailments. So we'll hear from him on next week's show. That's 168 hours from right now. By the way, Dr. Earl Mendel today will be talking about, well, he's the author of more than 50 books on health, nutrition, and medicine, including the iconic Vitamin Bible, which I mentioned. He has sold tens of millions of copies in something like 33 languages, I believe, throughout the world. But we'll talk about some so-called superfoods that are not so super, as well as beverages that you think are healthy, but there's a dark side to them. And we'll also talk about Americans' deficient nutrients in the American diet, as well as the importance of breakfast and omega-3s, what to take daily for supplements if you do take food supplements, as well as nutrition and disease, and all the diets out there, the keto, cheeto, frito, all the other fad diets, and much more. So stay tuned all hour long. But first, some news you can use. Let's go right to the fitness file. A lot of you listen to music while you're working out, which is a good thing. That helps to it reduces your perception of pain or exertion, and that's a good thing. But what are you doing to warm down? This is new research from Samford University, not Stanford, Samford, and they say that listening to music you enjoy reduces your it masks the pain, as I mentioned, and reduces the perception of effort. But the newest research shows that your routine is missing a vital link, and that is switching to a down-tempo playlist once you've finished. That helps in the recovery process during strenuous activity because your body produces the stress hormone cortisol, and that is a good thing for energy and to help meet the demands of physical exercise. But afterward, too much cortisol can delay your muscles' repair phase, so this research from Brunel University says that soothing music can negate these effects. So just a review of this research, which we brought you recently. They say while stimulating high-tempo music proved to be worse than no music at all, according to this study. So if you keep listening to the same up-tempo playlist after your workout, you're actually not doing your body as much good as if you just turn off the tunes, and but ideally you want to actually change to some more subtle or soothing down-tempo music, so play a chill playlist, okay? All right, in matters of sexual health, this is a simple device made from silicon and glass. It gently separates healthy sperm from defunct cells without harming them. This is for IVF success, in vitro fertilization. And the current clinical separation methods using centrifuges can harm the delicate sperm cells. So this is good news on the IVF front if you are having fertility issues. And then we go from there to everybody's device that they're addicted to, your smartphone. Don't tap it too much. New research from Penn State and Brigham Young Universities suggests that paying too much attention to digital devices can hurt your relationships. Using phones and tablets during conversation, dinner, and leisure, the so-called technoference, correlated with lower satisfaction in women, and the behavior conveys that the device matters more than the other person. And I have had firsthand experience with issues with that, with other my significant other at the time. And, I told her I'm not into threesomes and the phone being like a third person. So enough said there. All right. Hobbies can be hot, but for a different reason. The Journal of Creative Behavior. Let's see. Did I do this? I don't think I did this last week. But let's see. This was a ranking of sports, of different activities that women rate as increasing their sexual attractiveness to men. And number one at the top, playing sports. So that's why we have the fitness file to help you or help emphasize the importance of fitness as well for all areas of your life, not just the physical. Recording music, writing music, performing in a band, those were all top of the list. The bottom of the list, gardening, building websites, creating ad campaigns, and making clothes, whatever that means. All right. And then in the Funny Bone Pharmacy... All right, let's see a few quotes for you. Three things you'll never see: unicorns, leprechauns, and leftover bacon. Pretty true right there. Let's see. My bank balance is a constant reminder that I'm safe from identity theft. All right. My Saturday was going really well until I realized it was Sunday. A little distortion of perception of time there. This is for you car guys. You could use the analogy of models of automobiles, but you could compare it to anything. But you start out brand new, then over the years turn into a fixer-upper, right? Well, I guess you could say that about houses as well as cars. Oh, here's one of my favorites here. I'm aloof, distant, and judgmental. I think I may be a cat. That is so true. My stomach is flat. The L is just silent. All right. Okay. Oh, and then bacon is like meat candy, is it? All right. And then a couple other funnies for you. Over a round of golf, two doctors were talking shop. I operated on Mr. Lee the other day, said the surgeon. What for? Asked his colleague. About $6,000. What did he have? About $6,000. All right. Okay. No, we love doctors. During the intermission at the opera, Mrs. Hogan rose from her seat and called, Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? A man in a tuxedo pushed his way toward her. I'm a doctor, he said. Oh, doctor, Mrs. Hogan said. Thank goodness you're here. I have the loveliest daughter for you. All right. That's not necessarily a 911 call. And finally, she liked her doctor, but she hated those long delays before her name was called. When she was finally brought in, the nurse led her to the scale and said, I just need to record your weight. Sure, said the woman. It was an hour and 6 minutes. I don't think that's the weight they were talking about. All right, no waiting here. We will be right back with more information for your good health. Here on Dr. Health, I'm David Snow. Talking today, or we will be talking in just a minute, with Dr. Earl Mendel, the author of more than 50 books, actually I think it's 60 now, on health, nutrition, and medicine, including his iconic Vitamin Bible, selling tens of millions of copies since the 1980s. Yeah, I believe the 80s. And we'll talk about everything that you need to know about nutrition for National Nutrition Month this month of March. We do it every year at this time, and we'll do it right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shop, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth.
There we go. Confessions. Hey, welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. My guest in this hour of the program is a Twinkie lover, I think. We'll find out from him in just a second. But Dr. Earl Mandel is our guest. He is the author of more than 50 or maybe 60 books now on health, nutrition, and medicine, including the Vitamin Bible, having sold tens of millions of copies. And we welcome him at this time every year to help us kick off National Nutrition Month. Good morning, Dr. Mandel. How the health are you?
I'm terrific, and I do recommend Twinkies eat the wrapper.
The wrapper, high fiber, huh?
High fiber, right? Hey. Low calories.
Hey, can I ask you a favor? If you could get on your phone without the speaker or the headset, whatever you're using, because we hear kind of an echo.
Okay, it's still echoing?
That's a little better. Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Okay, fine.
All right. No hey, so a couple questions to start things off, Dr. Yep. Mandel. What do you get when you cross, if you get a cheetah and a burger, what do you get if you cross the two of those? A cheetah?
A cheeseburger.
No.
Cheeseburger.
Oh, that's pretty good. A cheetah burger? No. You get really fast food, a cheetah and a burger. But and then two more.
Oh, my God.
Okay, two more. What do the cavemen order at the diner? A club sandwich, and then finally, what do French fries do when they hang out with friends? They catch up. So we want to catch up with you and find out what the latest is on nutrition.
Well, here's the latest, David. Okay. People ask me all the time, what do you recommend to take as a supplement? I call it the Healthy Seven.
Okay? Good.
There's seven supplements that I think everybody should take. And number one on the list is vitamin D3. It's so imperative that everyone who's an adult should be taking vitamin D3.
How much? How much should we take?
Well, I recommend at least 5,000 or 150 micrograms per day. And the interesting thing about vitamin D3 is it takes about a year before your blood level gets up to that amount. So if you just take it for a couple of weeks or so, it's not going to work. You have to take it every day. And after a year or so, you'll find that you have so many less infections. You are it's heart healthy. Of course, it absorbs the calcium and it's immune healthy. It helps your brain. It's an anti-cancer. It's unbelievable. I think that if we could get everybody in the country to take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3, and the very important vitamin D3, that's the natural form,
right,
every day, we can close half the hospitals.
Wow.
Because we won't need them.
Yeah, but that would ruin the economy, because what percentage of our economy is based on the medical model. Or
well, we have to change that around and make it pro-health. But it's interesting. I was brought up in Canada,
right,
in a cold climate. And we were given a spoonful of fish liver oil, cod liver oil in the morning, especially in the winter, because they knew that you wouldn't get enough sunshine because
Canada, there's not enough sun up there.
Well, you get up, it's dark, and you go to sleep. But anyway, so they knew that over 100 years ago, vitamin A and D are the anti-infectious vitamin. Now, finally, after 100 years, I was really excited. Went for a physical checkup to my doctor, who my wife makes me go to. And guess what? He asked me, he said, would you like a vitamin D3 test?
Oh.
I almost fell over. So now they're testing for vitamin D3 because there is such a lack. It's been said that 95% of adults are not getting enough vitamin D3.
Yeah, the average person only gets, well, the gauge, you know, it's from, what, 0 to 80 or something like that.
Right.
The average American is 22. I'm 52. What are you? Do you remember the test or the number that they gave you?
I don't remember the test. All I can tell you is, by taking 5,000 IUs or 125 micrograms,
okay.
I'm up there.
Yeah, I'm sure. You are. Yeah, and you mentioned over 100 years ago that you know they knew about the cod liver oil and so on. Aren't you about 100 years old now?
Well, I'm close.
You're 83 already, aren't you?
I'm 83, but you know, talking about that, very exciting. There was something that came on the web yesterday, saying that six-year-olds in the United States today can expect to live to be 100 years old.
Whoa,
on average.
Really? Boy.
Yeah. So let's start realizing we're going to live a lot longer. Right now, it's 76 because of COVID and all that.
Yeah, right.
All the horrible things.
Yeah.
But in general, if the new generation, the 100 will be like the 80s today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here at Dr. Health Radio, Dr. Mendel, we like to say that here at Dr. Health Radio, we think of 100 as the new 70. So that's our motto here.
Well, I think 80 is more like
80.
It.
Okay,
matter.
All right. Okay, maybe
that.
I'm a little over optimistic. Okay, I admit it. Hey, okay. So number one is D3. What's number two?
Omega-3 fatty acids.
Yes, yes, good.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's so obvious. Antioxidant, increase your lower cholesterol and triglycerides.
Yeah, fish oils or algae
or
the ALAs. Yeah, okay, good.
So either eat fish like wild salmon, mackerel, cod, halibut, bass, albacore, tuna, sardines, and anchovy. or if you're a vegetarian, you can get it from flaxseed.
Or algae.
Algae, right.
Yeah, the algae
omega-3
is where the fish get it. That's why the fish are
rich in
omega-3. And by the way, speaking of fish, Dr. Mendel, we should mention that tilapia is the exception to the rule. And I know that it's, when I grew up in Hawaii, it was a throwaway fish. We'd just put the hooks in the water, and they bite at anything, a piece of grass clipping or something, and we just catch them for sport, but we wouldn't think of eating them. But now you see them in high-end restaurants. But tilapia, the reason I bring it up is it's very high in arachidonic acid, the pro-inflammatory acid, so it's not one of the omega-3 rich fish like wild salmon, which you mentioned. So tilapia would be off the list as far as, I mean, it's better than probably meat, but not much better as far as you don't rely on it for the omega-3 fatty acids, which are so beneficial. So, just
right. Well, you mentioned something interesting. Wild salmon, Alaskan salmon is only wild. It's the only, if you buy salmon and it doesn't say Alaskan, it's not really wild. Most of it is farmed. Next one, coenzyme Q10.
Ah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
For the heart.
Energy production, antioxidant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you take a statin drug, it can actually destroy or prevent the production of CoQ10. CoQ10 is called ubiquinol. It's in every cell in the body. But if you take a statin drug, it actually prevents the body from producing the CoQ10. Taking about 100 milligrams of CoQ10 twice a day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it made all the difference. By the way, the omega-3, about 1,000 milligram fish oil three times a day is good.
Okay. And then speaking of that, I have an article here about most high-risk heart patients are not helped by statins. In fact, the drugs failed to reduce levels of bad, the so-called LDL cholesterol in 58% of high-risk patients, according to this study. The findings echo other studies that found that the drugs are ineffective in 50% of the patients, yet it's one of the most prescribed drugs in America.
Well, absolutely. In my book, Dr. Earl Mendel's Vitamin Bible, I have different ways of lowering your cholesterol, your triglycerides, and raising
the
good cholesterol.
Yeah.
We don't hear enough about the HDL, the good cholesterol.
That's right.
Next one on the list, curcumin.
Oh, yeah.
The active ingredient of turmeric.
Yeah, okay, good.
Also antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, against blood clots. And why are blood clots important? Well, if the platelets clump together near the brain, it's called a brain attack or a stroke.
Yes.
If it clumps together near the heart, it's called a heart attack. And here's something people don't understand. 50% of the people who have heart attacks don't make it.
That's right. Yep. Now that's their first and last. Yeah, you're right.
So why wait till you have a heart attack? Mm-hmm. Why not prevent the problem? Next one. Ready?
Yes. Number five.
You had a commercial on this. Probiotics.
Oh, yes.
Wow. We're starting to realize that our healthy gut, healthy person, simple as that. The gut is the second brain. You know, people say,
that's right.
Yeah, with that gut feeling. Well, we think that the gut actually goes right to the major part of the brain in your head. And so it's a part of the whole system.
They've actually found neurons in the gut,
exactly.
As well as I think 40,000 neurons in the heart. Yeah, so it's the heart, yeah, gut,
absolutely.
Brain axis. Yeah.
Gut health, immune health.
Yes.
So, I mean, people taking all these antacids and against the acid, et cetera, if they would use a probiotic with billions of friendly bacteria, mm-hmm. they'd be a lot healthier.
Yep. Okay, next. Number six.
NAC.
Oh, yes. N-acetylcysteine, an amino acid. Okay.
Now, this was an interesting one. It works so well that our friends at the Food and Drug try to get it off the market because it helps against the toxicity of a drug called Tylenol or acetaminophen. But what they don't tell you is NAC produces glutathione.
Right.
And glutathione is probably the master amino acid in our body. Mm-hmm. So you've got to take NAC, I think, about 500 milligrams
yep.
a day of glutathione.
And let me just mention, if I could interject, Dr. Mendel,
sure.
One of our partners here, Natural Factors, they have both a 500 milligram and a 600 milligram NAC available in all your natural food stores. Inexpensive. You know, I don't take it every day, but I always have it in my cabinet should I need it.
Start taking it every day.
Every day? Okay, yeah. I take it most days, but not every day.
Glutathione is so important. I mean, we could do a whole show on glutathione. I mean,
yes. They're
finding out so many new things about this.
For the liver.
For this amino acid. And finally, here's one that you and I know, but it's hard to pronounce. It's called astaxanthin.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I do take that every day, by the way.
Absolutely. Anywhere from 4 to 12 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Radiant skin, your hair shines, helps your nails.
Internal sunscreen too.
Exactly, internal sunscreen, eye fatigue.
Yep.
It helps against, of course, heart healthy, anti-inflammatories, and it also against plaque formation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the platelet that mentioned will cause either a heart attack or a brain attack, which we call a stroke.
Yeah.
So those are the healthy seven.
All right.
Of course, I recommend a multiple vitamin, all natural multiple vitamin as well.
Hey, Dr. Mendel, we need to take a bottom of our break. We're a little late for. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you about your area of specialty. You are not only a pharmacist, but you're a nutrition expert and author of how many books now, Dr. Mendel?
65.
65, but who's counting? Okay, 65 books on health, medicine, and nutrition. All right, when we come back, I want to ask you about the importance of breakfast here in America, as well as if you could pick one or two nutrients that Americans are most deficient in, what would they be? And then we'll also talk about super supplements and superfoods and nutrition treating diseases, as well as diets, the keto, cheeto, frito diets out there, Mediterranean, paleo, low carb, high carb, my favorite, hello carb, come to daddy. Okay, back after this with more information on your health here on our special edition of Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome, you need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to THERALAC.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
That's right, it is. David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Casey returned from the doctor looking very worried. His wife, immediately concerned, said, "Oh no, what is it?" Casey replied, "The doctor told me I have to take a pill every day for the rest of my life." "Oh," his wife sighed, relieved. "Is that all? Many people have to take pills every day." "I know," Casey cried. "But he only gave me 4 pills." Hopefully that's not a lifetime supply. Hey, our guest is in the pill business. Actually, he's a pharmacist. Are those professional pill pushers? I'm not sure. Anyway, he is very well-versed in pills of the pharmaceutical as well as nutraceutical kinds. And he is Dr. Earl Mandel, if you're just joining us. He's the author of The Vitamin Bible. Dr. Mandel, what is your website for people to get in touch with all the books that you have written? 65, you say?
Yep. Right, David, just DR for Dr. Mindell. Dr. Mindell at AOL.com is my email. Website is just Dr. Earl Mandel.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, I think you should write a book about anti-gravity or anti-gravity chambers, because that's a book nobody could put down. I mean, think about it.
Anyway. Well, maybe it's space.
Yeah, just a story or a book idea for the future. Okay, let's talk about something I want to get to before we run out of time, and we could easily talk 2 hours to you with all the questions I have. But let's talk about one beverage that is perceived to be healthy
because people avoid sugar by consuming this beverage. I'm talking about diet soda. Is it really healthier without the sugar? Well, a recent analysis, and you probably know this, by dietitians say that it's terrible for gut health, encouraging the growth of undesirable bacteria while reducing the friendly ones. And so diet soda with its, you know, artificial sweeteners as well as other ingredients is really a gut disruptor. Plus, you know, people don't realize, Dr. Mendel, that the gas and bloating you get when you drink anything carbonated is, guess what? It's from the bubbles that are created. I mean, it's CO2 gas in the any carbonated beverages. So is it any wonder people get gas and bloating as well, as disrupted metabolisms?
David, there's one thing also that people don't understand. When you drink or take in a artificial type sweetener, guess what? The body says, hey, where's my sweetener?
Yes.
So it's actually shown that you're going to crave more sweets when you take that artificial sweetener. Right. And the sodas are, of course, not only the worst, they are by far the problem. The biggest problem in the country when it comes to these soft drinks is either diet or the probably the sugar type. Real sugar would probably be better, but there is no such thing.
Yeah. It triggers the insulin response because of the sweet taste of the mouth. You know, it sends a signal to
your body.
Yeah. Now the other thing is, and you and I consumed a lot of it. I used to eat it all the time because I thought it was actually good for me. And that is unfermented processed soy that is found in everything from soy milk and soy cheeses and burgers and all the meat substitutes and analogs, the protein powders, the soy protein bars, the cookies, bread, cereals and salad dressings. I mean, everything has soy in it. And it's really a myth that people in Asia eat a lot of soy. They might eat soy, but it's usually fermented in the form of natto or miso. Or tempeh, things like that. And so it's there's so many negatives on it. It's high in phytic acid, blocks the absorption of other important nutrients. It's one of the top five allergens. The phytoestrogens are endocrine disruptors, especially in men. And they have anti-thyroid properties that can, if you have hypothyroidism, that can worsen it.
You're right, but I got news for you. It's still better than eating double cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's the lesser of the two evils, yeah.
Interesting things that, of course, I've been to Japan 16 times, in China, and all. They do eat soy. But it's interesting, the animals that we eat soy.
Yes.
Think about that. So my feeling is, tofu, tempeh, edamame is, I love edamame. Edamame is is young soybeans. They grow them here. They send them over to Japan. They freeze them and send them back here.
we won't get into that. That's a whole other program. Hey, speaking of food, Dr. Mendel, let's talk about breakfast. Let me put you on the spot. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I have a wild salmon with a whole wheat, whole grain bun.
Okay.
Then I have a little protein shake along with it. And interesting thing about that word, break fast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. The most important meal of the day is the one you haven't eaten since at night, unless you have an IV drip set up on the bed. You're going to break your fast, and it's pathetic when people eat for breakfast.
Oh, I know.
If at all.
Yeah, exactly. Only 40 or 50% of the population eats breakfast. And now, with this morning, I had, just to tell you and share with the audience, a few handfuls, I'm trying to fit too much in too little time, blueberries and blackberries. And then I had a couple of pasture-raised eggs on a piece of sourdough bread. I topped that with some sauerkraut, so, you know, the fermented foods there, organic baby spinach and greens, and then avocado, red onion, and my favorite Peruvian black olives. So I had the protein, you know, the complex carbohydrate, the fiber, and fermented foods and fruits and vegetables. So, you know, it's a pretty complete meal.
Yeah, blueberries are called brain berries.
Brain berries,
so
yes.
Important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the berries, we're not getting enough berries. I was a great proponent and still am of a goji berry.
Oh, yeah.
Which in China is revered for, it's called a happy berry.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
People would be so much better off if they ate real berries. And nice, today you can get all kinds of berries all 12 months a year because it comes in from South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about Americans' most efficient nutrients. Let's pick a vitamin and a mineral. What you talked about vitamin D earlier. Do you think that's the most efficient vitamin in America?
All of them.
Oh, yeah, but we got to narrow it down.
I know, but I want to just tell you something. The American public has been brainwashed into thinking that if you get a minimum amount and you don't get beriberi or you don't have rickets, that it's okay.
Well, that's
nonsense. So the secret word is optimal health. And unfortunately, our government has such a low amount of so-called daily value on supplements. But if you want to go specifically, yeah, vitamin D, vitamin E, especially the tocopherol and the tocotrienol, most people aren't getting enough.
That's right.
My feeling is that if you really look at the standard American diet or SAD, more like pathetic, we're not getting enough nutrients. And it's imperative that we take a good multiple vitamin and mineral and those seven healthy things. You know, I think I've said this on the show before, but I like to bring this up.
Sure.
When the Second World War started, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we were caught with our pants down. We had to shift all the manufacturing industry to war guns, planes, tanks,
right,
bullets. Right. So it was mostly women, of course, that were working because the men were out overseas
on the front line.
So they gave everybody a little plot of land where they could grow their own vegetables.
Oh, the victory gardens, yes.
The victory garden, right. But, no one ever heard of this before. And what they did was they knew that they were not going to get enough nutrients in their diet. So they gave everybody a vitamin supplement called Vitamins for Victory.
Oh, I think I remember reading about that. Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah. And why now, 80, 90 years later, we're eating our Twinkies and Ding Dongs and the foods are so processed and ultra processed that there's nothing there anymore. There's no nutrients left in the food.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of breakfast that we talked about earlier, Dr. Mandil, a lot of people, I just want to bring this out because I'm surprised. I just met a few people that were, close associates that were still doing this, and that is taking their supplements in the morning without food and with coffee. They were swallowing it with coffee. I mean, that's like the worst of all situations. So, yeah, don't take your – I mean, you can maybe drink coffee at the same time as taking your supplements, but eat something with it because vitamins are like the spark plugs in your car. They have no energy in and of themselves. They turn food into energy and they metabolize your food and, on and on and on. But you need to take your supplements with your foods with very few exceptions.
Absolutely. Okay. Supplements of food. And it's interesting to note, I'm updating my book called, I'm going to call it Dr. Rolandell's Living Longer Secrets. And if you look at the people who live the longest in the world, especially right here in the United States, the people that are in Loma Linda, California, Seventh-day Adventists, they don't drink coffee.
That's right.
They don't smoke cigarettes.
Yep.
They don't drink alcohol. They eat plant-based foods, and it's interesting. They live 10 years longer than the average American.
Yeah,
and it's pathetic to think we're down to 76 is our average, but after the COVID, it'll go up. But imagine that the new generation, as I mentioned before, is probably going to live to be 100 on the average.
Yeah, yeah. And since you mentioned Loma Linda, California, where the Seventh-day Adventists are, That's one of the five blue zones, as you know. Daniel Buettner, who I've met with and spent some time with, he wrote the Blue Zones. If anybody wants to investigate that, that's a book that's in all the bookstores, or you can get it on Amazon. But it talks about the five healthiest areas of the world where people live the longest and healthiest. One is Loma Linda, California, ironically, and it's because of the Seventh-day Adventist population there. But the others are Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Greece, Icaria, Greece, and then Costa Rica, an island there. So anyway, just wanted to mention that in passing.
Yes.
Let's take one last break of the hour, and we need to do some business here. And when we come back, Dr. Mandel, I want to ask you about diets, as well as the importance of using nutrition to treat and prevent diseases. What kind of diet are you on? We'll talk about them when we return from this brief break here on our special edition of Nutrition with nutritionist and pharmacist Dr. Earl Mandel. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health Radio returns right after this.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria, and their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects, and TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. A reminder, our show is rebroadcast tonight, 12 hours from the time you're listening to it in the morning on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can go to the website after next Wednesday or this coming Wednesday, and that's at drhealthradio.com to listen to the podcast, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Earl Mandel. Dr. Mandel, why wouldn't the hamburger stop making jokes?
Why?
Because he was on a roll.
So, you're the funniest guy I know.
Well, you know, being the snowman, I just wondered, do you know what a snowman's favorite food is? I've mentioned
this.
Burrito, you know. Anyway, moving right along, let's talk about diets, because everybody's on one, it seems like, and especially at the in the early part of the year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, I mean,
I hate the word diet.
I know you do.
It starts with die. Nobody wants a diet. Here's a good rule of thumb. If it's advertised on television, don't eat, drink, or take it. That's a good diet.
That's a good diet. The anti-TV diet. All right. Now, what about the keto diet? Then there's the Cheeto Frito diet some people go off on.
Whatever.
Mediterranean diet seems to be the healthiest, right?
Yes. Okay. Mediterranean is the healthiest. But the thing is, people go on these diets and they lose weight. And heaven forbid, within a year, they gain it all back. So it's a matter of really learning to change your whole shall we say, lifestyle. It's not just say you can't do this, you can't do that. As soon as you say you can't have this, you can't have
that's
that,
right.
You want it.
Yeah, sure.
So in general, here's a secret. Drink water, pure, clean
water. What a concept.
Water.
My gosh.
Yeah, no, there's a physician in Beverly Hills that charges women $1,000 a session
wow.
to lose weight. And guess what he tells them? Drink 6 to 8 glasses of clean water a day. And he's right. He's right.
That's right.
I have never met anybody who is overweight that drinks enough water. I mean, it's just unheard of.
So
I'm not talking about soda. I'm not talking about diet or juice. I'm talking about good old clean water. And if you do that, you'll find that your skin looks better, your eyes are brighter, your hair is better. Everything works better, including you losing weight.
I just took a sip now because of what you're saying. So it reminds me, even though I know. Maybe we should call that doctor a HD, a hydration doctor, instead
H2O.
Of an MD.
Yeah. Dr. H2O, right.
Okay, yeah, Dr. H2O, there you go. Now, what about the paleo diet? Or, you know, there's the low-carb, high-carb diet. My favorite is the hello-carb diet. Have you heard of the hello-carb diet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, hello, carb, come to daddy. That's you know, I've never met a carbohydrate I didn't like, but that's another problem.
Well, that's what happens, David, that's what happens, that people get on these. And whatever, you know, these diets are fad diets. They come and go, hot and not. So just try to change your lifestyle. Try to eat less, and especially late at night. I think the biggest problem is we've become a nation of snackers.
That's
we don't
right.
eat
yes.
anymore.
You know,
we snack.
No doubt about it. You know, the average person, guess how many times they eat per day?
About 8.
Oh, you're pretty close. It's 7. 7 times per day the average American eats, yeah. Which is about 2 or 3 times too frequent. So, yeah, snacking is...
Well, we are the most overweight, large nation, I mean, a pun, in the world, and it's pathetic. And I think that's the reason why we had so many problems with COVID. I mean,
no doubt.
Over a million people have died from COVID in the United States, which is way out of proportion to the rest of the world. And I think because we're so unhealthy that it affects us. So wake up. Start taking as good care of yourself as you do your dog, cat, automobile, rose bush, and front lawn.
Boy, you don't pull any punches, do you? Hey, and also I talk about screen time here and there over the last several shows, or you know, over the last several years, actually, because I'm kind of an anti-tech person on in media. Of all, you know, most people are pro-tech and all tech. But one of my quotes is the flatter and larger the TV screen, the fatter and larger the TV viewer. And it's true. You know, the average. Do you know the average waistline in America is 41 inches, and that's also the average. Ironically, the average. Screen or size of the screen of a television, and so
wow!
Actually, that was a few years ago. So now it's probably 45.
Now it's 86. I was at one of those big tech stores, and they had an 86 inch television.
Oh, you're kidding! Really? That's the whole wall.
Like,
that's my whole, I don't have a big place. That would take up my whole entire wall.
Exactly.
Hey, we only have a minute or so left, so we don't have time to talk about nutrition and diseases, but we'll do that next time. And give us out your website one more time, Dr. Earl Mendel.
DrEarlMendel.com. All my books, The Vitamin Bible, The Herb Bible, available at Amazon.com. Just type my name in. And very exciting that the Herb Bible was number 1 and the Vitamin Bible was about number 5 out of Amazon's 4 million books.
Really? In the nutrition category?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations to that accomplishment, Dr. Earl Mendel. Always a pleasure to have you. Come back anytime you want.
Keep well and keep on doing what you're doing.
All right, you too. There goes Dr. Earl Mendel, and here we go with another edition of the program. But join us again next week, same time, same station, for another program of Dr. Health Radio. Until then, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.